Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our high nearing 39. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 21. Warming up nicely as we head into Saturday with sunshine and our high nearing 59. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies Saturday night and a low around 21 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The two victims of a double homicide at Junction City on Wednesday have been identified. The Junction City Police Department says the first victim of the double homicide has been identified as Blake McCoy, 26, of Junction City. The second has been identified as Jeremy John Brown, 42, of Pottawatomie County. Officers said they were called to the 600 block of West Vine Street to find McCoy and Brown dead from apparent gunshot wounds around 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Green energy companies and environmentalists are fighting renewed efforts in the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature to impose stricter limits on wind turbines and solar farms. It's happening in a state where renewable resources account for nearly half of the state's capacity for generating electricity. The state Senate Utilities Committee and another panel had hearings on bills backed by Utilities Committee Chair Mike Thompson and some property owners upset with wind turbines going up near their homes. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Can't find a deal on a new Ford? Order one today from Rustiac Ford, and we'll double the incentives. That's right. Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on select new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Order your new 2022 Ford F-150 today, and we'll double the $2,000 to $4,000. Only at Rustiac Ford. Order your new 2022 Ford Ranger today, and we'll double the $1,500 to $3,000. Only at Rustiac Ford. Don't wait. Rustiac Ford has one of the area's best selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you order today and we double your incentives, you'll also get your new Ford the way you like it. The sooner you order, the faster it gets here. Only Rustiac Ford is doubling the incentives on new Fords. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustiacFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualifies to dealer for details. Offers expire months end.
Bob Dole will be laid to rest in a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery on Wednesday, February 2nd. That's according to a statement from the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. Dole, who died December 5th at the age of 98, was wounded during World War II, served nearly 36 years in Congress, and was GOP Senate leader for more than a decade. In February 2021, he announced he had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. A trial date is set in a Topeka man's federal civil lawsuit against a Topeka police officer. Timothy Harris claims TPD officer Christopher Janes violated Fourth Amendment rights by using unreasonable force during a vehicle stop and subsequent arrest in January 2018. Harris contends he was complying with orders, but Janes pushed him to the ground, punched him, and used pepper spray. Janes states Harris became aggressive and resisted arrest, which required him to use progressively higher levels of force to gain control. Harris is seeking $1 million in compensatory damages. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A teachers union has accused the Grand Island Public Schools District of misclassifying several teachers as substitutes, even though they essentially work as full-time teachers. The Grand Island Education Association said that's an unfair labor practice that underpays those teachers by up to several $1,000s. The association says in a news release that it has filed a complaint over the practice with Nebraska's Commission of Industrial Relations. The number of virus hospitalizations in Nebraska exceeds a level that was supposed to trigger new restrictions from the state, but Governor Pete Ricketts says those aren't needed because hospitals are already limiting surgeries. State health officials said 741 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 on Wednesday. That is up significantly since last December when 445 people were hospitalized. But officials at CHI Health said there are some encouraging signs in national and state data that the Omicron variant may be near its peak. This is Nebraska, Mid-America. America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area schools continue battling student absences as well as staff shortages due to the seasonal flu and continued COVID issues locally. Marshall County was down to 139 active cases earlier this week, down by nearly one-third from a week ago. 24 students at Marysville Junior Senior High were reported positive during a recent count. Administration's developing backup plans in the case of significant teacher shortages. Lynn Schools closed for 2 days earlier this month in response to increased absences. Kansas Department of Health has released updated guidelines as to contact tracing. Schools have responded with policy adjustments, which include parents being responsible for advising close contacts, and the same applies for other individuals who contract COVID testing positive. At-home test kits are being mailed by request, and some pharmacies now have test kits available that may be funded through insurance. A fund to accept donations for medical and travel expenses has been opened for the Jen Horn family at First Commerce Bank. She was transferred last week to the KU Med Center with complications from COVID that resulted in a stroke while a patient at CMH in Marysville earlier this month. The account is in the name of her husband, Wyatt Horn. He and their teenage son, Nathan, are staying near the University of Kansas Hospital, where Jen has been a patient since last week. Jen Horn was radio host and ad executive here at KNDY and has been with the station the past 5.5 years. Again, the fundraising account at First Commerce Bank in Marysville and Blue Rapids. Marshall County Conservation District held their 81st annual meeting Wednesday in Marysville. Soil Conservation Awards were presented to the Tegedoff Family Trust of Beatty and Larry and Amy Dittmer of Marysville, with the Grassland Award going to Robert and Ellen Cook of Axtell. Bids were recently approved for highway construction and maintenance projects in Kansas, including signage in several north-central counties, including Marshall, Clay, Riley, and Pottawatomie. A $2.8 million bridge project in Washington County over Ash Creek on K-15, 5 miles north of the K-9 intersection, was also approved. Blue Valley Technologies is planning a fiber-to-the-home project in Marysville. The engineering phase is currently underway before physical work can begin. More specific information will be released as to additional timelines. The company updated Marysville's coaxial network in 2015 and deployed fiber to the business district a year later. The company provides high-speed internet, telephone, and cable television services over its current network. Blue Valley continues to evaluate the feasibility of fiber deployment to other areas. Fiber projects currently underway include the city of Bern, the rural area east of Winifred, and the rural area north of Frankfort. A proposal by Evergy to deal with the significant price hikes for gas and electric use last February remained under consideration by the Kansas Corporation Commission. Approval was granted this week for customers of Black Hills Energy to pay added costs out over a five-year period. That agreement will have the average residential customers paying nearly $700 in added costs for the 10-day cold snap a year ago. Foul play is not suspected in the death of two Pawnee County family members discovered at their residence near Humboldt Wednesday. A welfare check was requested after mail had not been picked up for several weeks. Authorities found 86-year-old Isla Dobrovolny and 55-year-old Dirk Dobrovolny dead at the home. Investigation continues, but again, foul play is not suspected. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Monterey chicken, scalloped potatoes, broccoli and cauliflower, and rosy applesauce. Monday's menu, Swiss steak, baby baker, Scandinavian blend, hand mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. After a chilly start to our week this week, we will shape up to have a pretty nice weekend across the Midwest. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout Friday and throughout the weekend, and conditions will continue to stay fairly dry throughout the region. Some polar air will sit above the eastern and central portions of Iowa today before warming up throughout Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs ranging in the lower teens and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-30s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 20s to mid-30s throughout Missouri. Staying fairly mild throughout the region overnight tonight. Tonight, we can expect to see lows in the single digits and upper teens throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower teens through lower 20s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 40, record high in the state 69. The average low 19, the record 20 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:37, sunset this evening at 5:43. Right on average 19 degrees this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 28th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
The Lakers struggle in the city of brotherly love, and Big Ben calls it a career. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Joel Embiid and the 76ers took full advantage of King James's absence in Philly.
Joel with five to shoot on the baseline. Euro step, hierarchy, bank is good.
The call on WPEN, Embiid celebrated his All-Star Game selection with a 26.9 rebound effort. The Sixers top the Lakers 105-87. After going a combined 3-for-23 from long range in his last two games, Warriors guard Steph Curry found his three-point touch again.
Bad pass, knockdown. Curry will run down the drop. They picked it back up and shoots a three and hits it.
On KGMZ, the NBA's all-time three-point king made 6 3 balls as part of his 29-point night. Golden State held on to beat the Timberwolves 124-115. At the Australian Open, Rafael Nadal bested Matteo Berrettini to advance to the men's final, where he'll face the winner of the second semifinal, featuring Stefanos Tsitsipas and Daniil Medvedev. NFL, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger officially announced his retirement after 18 seasons in video posted on his Twitter.
Well, I know with confidence I have given my all to the game. I am overwhelmed with gratitude for all it has given me.
The 39-year-old finishes a likely Hall of Fame career with 2 Super Bowl titles, Rookie of the Year honors, and the 5th most passing yards in league history with over 64,000. On the NFL coaching carousel, the Bears hired Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus as their next head coach, and the Broncos have tapped Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett as their new head coach. NHL, it was another franchise first for the Kraken.
Wenberg back into the near circle. Picks up the dust, drops it back. Larson, he scores!
On Sports Radio KJR, after Jared McCann's third period goal forced overtime, Adam Larson delivered Seattle its first ever OT victory, a 2-1 decision over the Penguins. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday, first round action of the MAC Classic in McPherson. The Marysville girls fell to Shawnee Mission South 43-26. Marysville squares off with Manhattan Friday at 3. Manhattan fell to Olathe South 48-34. Shawnee Mission Northwest beat Wichita Northwest 75-27. And McPherson topped Clearwater 39-34. Again, Marysville girls fall to Shawnee Mission South and face Manhattan Friday afternoon at 3. High school basketball in our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Centralia. Girls tip off around 6 on Key NDY FM, 95.5. Boys action to follow. Marysville boys at Nema Hall Central. Varsity tip off about 7:30 on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights entertains Wetmore. Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde. Axtell is host to Riverside, Washington County home to Troy, and Lynn tips off at Onega.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858, Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Because of the ongoing impact of COVID-19, USDA extending program flexibility to approved insurance providers and ag producers until June 30th or later. The flexibilities have been scheduled to expire this month, but Marcia Bunger, Administrator of the Risk Management Agency, said the priority is to keep the producers and partners as safe as possible while at the same time continuing to provide the best service that they can. She said the unique times call for everyone to be cautious and flexible as possible. Flexibilities include allowing notifications to get sent electronically, including policy-related information over the phone or by other electronic methods, and to select policy elections by sales closing, acreage reporting, and production reporting dates, including options, endorsements, and their forms. Producers may choose to sign forms electronically or do so within 60 days. Producers may also submit a request for a written agreement after the sales closing date. Japanese trading house Marubeni Corp. will sell the grain business of its U.S. unit Gavilon to commodities trader Glencore PLC's Viterra arm for $1.125 billion plus working capital. Marubeni said it expects to gain a total of 300 billion to 400 billion yen or $2.6 to $3.5 billion, including loans to grain merchant Gavilon, throughout the deal due to be completed at the restructuring of the U.S. operations. Marubeni will keep Gavilon's fertilizer business and some facilities for grain export. The deal, subject to closing conditions and regulatory approval, expected to close by March 31st of 2023. In November, Reuters reported that Glencore and its Canadian pension fund partners were looking at options to expand Viterra into the Americas as well as Australia. Beside the main U.S. asset, Gavilon has operations in Mexico, South America, Europe, and Asia. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, folks, Texas A&M tells us that a 50% surge in fertilizer prices is going to add, now listen to this, this is quite a figure, $128,000 on-farm costs for 2022. It's Texas A&M conducting this study. It's an impact study. It was requested by U.S. Representative Julie Letlow, a Republican from Louisiana. And my hat's off to her, because I'm going to tell you what's going on here. There's a push being made for all this COVID assistance that's coming out of Washington. The farm bill only pays because of yield and price. So if you've got a problem with COVID, and it is causing a major problem evidently with fertilizer prices going like this, I got to tell you, there's going to be an effort made to seek some help from the federal government over and above the farm bill for farmers. The key to the report is that this farm safety net that we have is not designed for rapidly rising cost of production. And with this kind of impact, folks, $228,000, it's way too much money increasing in costs for just one product. That's just one product. So consequently, there's nothing on the horizon that shows it's going to come down either. We've got all kinds of reasons to think it might go up. And obtaining the fertilizer, that's just a little bit of a problem. We've got some farmers who say they can't hardly get any, can't hardly find any. That might get worse this spring. See you on the next Steckline Report.
Again, that's our Larry Steckline Report with our partners over at Cake News. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limit powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Need to soothe a scratchy winter throat? Our recipe for a healthy homemade whistle wetter is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 28th, the 28th day of the year. Alan Alda turns 86 today, and future site of swimming pools and movie stars, the city of Beverly Hills was incorporated on this day in 1914. If a midwinter cold or just dry indoor air has you battling a scratchy throat, here's a soothing home remedy. Start with a fresh lemon. Squeeze 2 tablespoons of juice and mix with a cup of warm water. Sweeten with 2 teaspoons of honey, then spice it up with a dash of cinnamon. Some recipes add a few drops of ginger juice. To get the full benefit of vitamin C, use warm but not boiling water. Excessive heat can break down the vitamin C content. Many who take a drink daily claim it strengthens both the digestive and immune systems. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY, 19 degrees in Marysville. Highs around 40 again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Saturday, the Big 12 SEC Challenge takes center stage with lots of games on tap. Beginning at 11 a.m. on ESPN2, number 19 LSU travels to TCU. Oklahoma goes to number 1 Auburn at 1 o'clock. Missouri is at number 23 Iowa State at 1 o'clock. West Virginia at Arkansas at 1 o'clock. Number 4 Baylor is at Alabama for a 3 p.m. tip. Kansas State at Ole Miss also at 3 o'clock. Oklahoma State at Florida, once again at 3 o'clock. Number 12 Kentucky travels to number 5 Kansas for a 5 o'clock tip. Mississippi State at number 13 Texas Tech for a 5 tip, and number 18 Tennessee at Texas, and that tip begins at 7 o'clock. All games will be on ESPN, ESPN2, or ESPNU. Kansas City Chief Safety Tyrann Mathieu returned to practice on Thursday after being placed in the NFL's concussion protocol. His status for the AFC Championship game against the Bengals is still in the air. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday, first round action of the MAC Classic in McPherson. The Marysville girls fell to Shawnee Mission South 43-26. Marysville squares off with Manhattan Friday at 3. Manhattan fell to Olathe South 48-34. Shawnee Mission Northwest beat Wichita Northwest 75-27. And McPherson topped Clearwater 39-34. Again, Marysville girls fall to Shawnee Mission South and face Manhattan Friday afternoon at 3. High school basketball in our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Centralia. Girls tip off around 6 on KNDY FM 95.5. Boys action to follow. Marysville boys at Nema Hall Central. Varsity tip off about 7:30 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights entertains Wetmore. Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde. Axtell is host to Riverside, Washington County home to Troy, and Lynn tips off at Onega.
KNDY.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching.
is a place you've touched with your love. No one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still. A place you've touched with your love, no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you.
If you see her